There's an amazing thing happening in our town, and it commemorates an amazing thing that happened in our town. The documentary is called Just a Bit Outside. It is absolutely incredible. It's about the 82 Brewers. It's magical. It's sentimental. I laughed. I cried literally watching the debut a couple of nights ago. Mark Cass with Lammy Group has helped put this whole thing together. He brought Hall of Famers, like 20 players here to town, and it's incredible. You got to see it. We're going to tell you how you can do that coming up. But Mark is with us live in the studio. Mark, congratulations. Yeah. This is a magical, event.
I mean, the three men who worked on this, who were the producers, the directors, hundreds of people obviously out in L.A. who worked on this film, they did such a great job. But two of them were from here. One grew up in Burlington. One grew up in Elm Grove, Brookfield area. Went to the games, as did I. I remember being 16 and going to the fifth game of the World Series. I still remember it. I actually went with my mom, and they won that game, remember, as you saw the other night?
Yeah.
Up 3-2. So it meant a lot to me. And I met a lot of my heroes. I mean, I've met some of them over the years, but never had the time to sit down and talk to them as I did this year. I mean, they're just classics. They're classic guys. We had this event, which you were at, 350 people there. It was like having rock stars there, wasn't it?
It was amazing.
I mean, it was like the Beatles, but for us, kind of the baseball Beatles. I mean, it was just an amazing week.
It was so cool. And you know, we think they're special because it's Milwaukee,
right.
But I told my brother, we grew up in the Chicago area. I sent a picture to my brother of us with Molitor, and he's like, oh my God, Hall of Famer Paul Molitor. And I said, yeah, but he's only one of like seven guys.
I mean, I told you before, I was sitting before the event with Paul Molitor, Simmons, and with Raleigh Fingers. Three Hall of Famers were sitting with me in the bar before the event, and I'm going, okay, this is kind of cool. I mean, it's just, you think back to that team, as I was saying to you, they had five Hall of Famers on the field. And two upstairs with the owner and with Euchre. I mean, seven Hall of Famers. And I asked these guys at one point, I mean, how often? They said never. Think about other teams. Seven future Hall of Famers on that team. And all class guys with great stories and the tricks they played on each other.
Pranks on each other.
It was amazing. We had an event again last night because we sold out the first night so fast. Added an overflow theater for the first night. We added a second night. We had 180 people out there again last night.
Wow.
And we had, we brought back, we've actually brought back a couple players with Moore and Gorman Thomas. And they seemed more relaxed because, you know, they had seen the movie. And they were telling stories that were just amazing on stage. You know, I think I mentioned one to you, but, you know, they talked about a trip. I think it was in Cleveland where they went out and found a pig. I don't know where they found a pig, but they found a pig. And they went into a room with one of their players named Jim Gantner, which we all know and all love Jim. And they took out all of his light bulbs. All right. So after a late night of drinking, they all came back to the hotel. They went up the thing and they all went to his floor. He couldn't figure out why. So they watched him go into his room. He shut the door and they said all they could hear was him screaming and the animal screaming
for five or 10 minutes
while they so they finally rescued him from the pig that was in the room. That's the kind of stories we heard all week.
Some people call that a prank. I call that team bonding.
I call that a Tuesday with this team. That's what it was. I mean, seriously. I mean, they told stories about Charlie Moore last night. Was telling stories about how he would light their shoelaces on fire. He would sneak out to the, you know, either on the bench or the bullpen. And they said they'd be looking around. They'd be smelling, go, what's going on?
What is that?
And their shoes are on fire, literally on fire. So, I mean, these guys just, what was neat was we had an event earlier in the week where we had all the players there with their families at the casino where they were staying. And they walked into the room, and it was just like nothing had changed. They're yelling at each other about some hit back in 82 or some home run they gave up, yelling at Fingers about a hit he gave up, and Gantner about an error he had, and oh, my God, and Moose Haas saying, you stole my victory. What the heck is going on? And they just teased each other nonstop throughout the past 3 days.
So, listen, this is Mike Caldwell, who you spent a lot of time with the last few days, talking on about why the team meshed so well in 1982.
It was a working man city. I've been on the West Coast for several years and enjoyed San Diego, enjoyed San Francisco quite a bit when I was there. But when we got to Milwaukee, it wasn't New York. It wasn't a big metropolis. I moved out to Grafton. I got to hunt and fish a little bit before it got too cold. But the season itself and the Brewers, you could just see it beginning to happen in 78 and 79. And it was just fun to be here and helping to turn what was a mediocre ball club into a good club. But, you know, more than anything else, the heart and the soul of the players on the team made our team. We obviously had the benefit of, at the end, five Hall of Famers. Yeah. But believe me, there were 25 Hall of Famers in that clubhouse.
Let me play you one more. This is Moose Haas on the same topic, the bond of the 82 team.
Like a family, and still are. I mean, we could be away for 5 years or 10 years and get back together and needle everybody just like we used to back in those days.
That's what I loved, Mark, being in the theater with all these guys, and they're giving each other the business, inside jokes, remember this, giving each other a hard time. Their wives are laughing. Yes. It's just like a big family when they're together.
Think about that. You know, it's been 42 years since that happened, and they still, I heard them talk about, they're emailing each other, they're texting each other, they're calling each other, they're ripping on each other through text. They're calling, hearing them talk, whether it was Jim Gannon or Gorman Thomas playing pranks still on each other. I mean, it was just
it's
crazy.
Special.
It's a special team. And what was interesting, John, I'm sure you saw it, kind of the love for that team in this city still.
Yep.
I mean, the people who were there and the people who were there last night, we had 180 people more last night. And I said, you know, we had a group, we had no idea they were there, who showed up with a flag, with a banner that they held up in 1982 in the right field stands for Charlie Moore.
Wow.
They kept that in their house for 42 years.
Wow.
Actually brought it to him last night, held it up. He came out in the audience. He autographed it, took a photo. He was touched. He's like, who keeps a banner for 42 years in their house? But that's what they did. People love that team.
So I had a conversation with somebody at the premiere. The wife surprised the husband and got him tickets to this premiere event. And they had been married 30 years. And he was like a little boy. Yep. And he said, this is the best anniversary gift I've ever had. Then he paused. He said, this is the best gift I've ever had, is being able to see my heroes here, the guy whose baseball cards I collected and who I celebrated in the parking lot, and they're here. And it's on the big screen, so, Mark, people can see this still.
Yes.
And this is the key to keeping it going, that people need to get out and see
it.
How do they check out tickets?
I mean, this is an interesting fact. This is not a major movie production where they spend $100 million.
Yep.
You know, this was out of their own pockets. You know, they did this, and it's in the theaters here in the Milwaukee and Wisconsin through Marcus exclusively. It's in now. I mean, it'll be in this weekend. Hopefully next week it can be extended for more weeks. But they can see it at any Marcus Theater right now. What's neat, John, is that we started the week. We were in about 12 theaters. Now we're in 16 theaters. We started on Friday with 63 showings of the movie. We're now at 83 showings of the movie just because the number of tickets sold. We're outselling every major movie production out there in Wisconsin right now. And obviously not throughout the country, but in Wisconsin. And the demand is crazy. There are sellouts. If you go out right now to Waukesha, it's right around 6:30 or 7 o'clock. There's three showings.
That's
at the same
incredible.
Time. Think about that. I mean, that's for a major blockbuster, has three showings at the same time, right?
Yeah.
Not a low-budget kind of documentary. So this, I mean, it's off the charts. I've never worked on a project or been involved with something. And again, my role has only been at the end here. These guys made this movie over 4 years, did a tremendous job. They made a classic movie that was just amazing. Our role just here in the last couple of weeks has been to get the word out about it. And it's just been fun. People love that team. They want to talk about it. It's all over Twitter, all over social media. People love that, you know, much. I mean, I don't make this as a criticism of the current Brewers or any other Brewers, but if you think about the Brewers of the past, who are the most well-known Brewers? It's still that 82 team. We've had a lot of players since then. A lot of great players have come through since then. But in terms of a team, is that team that went to the World Series, the only Brewers team that ever went to the World Series.
It was cool to see Bud Selig there.
Yeah,
too.
And you know, here's a quick story about him. I got to tell you that it was amazing to me throughout the week I saw us, and then at the event, when he came in the room, the players in unison stood up, went over, had to shake his hand, had to get a hug. And you know what they called him, John? They didn't call him Commissioner. They didn't call him Bud. It's all about, he is Mr. Selig.
Wow.
Everybody called him that. Jim Gantner,
really cool.
You know, Hall of Famer, Ted Simmons is calling him. He doesn't call him Commissioner.
That gives me goosebumps.
Calls him. They just respect him so much.
If you want to check out the movie, and you should, take your family to this movie. Go on the Marcus website. You can find out where it's playing, but get your tickets now because it's limited places, but get your tickets
now. Here's an important point, John. There's no plans for streaming right now. There's no plans. This is it.
Great point.
If you want to see it, you got to see it in the next couple of weeks. If it gets extended, hopefully over time there'll be a streaming deal. Right now, there are no plans to stream it.
Yeah. So check it out at a Marcus Theater. Mark Cass is the Vice President, Senior Vice President, and Chief Content Officer for Team Lammy. Congratulations. This is great stuff,
Mark. It's a great job. You had fun, right?
I had a great time. One of the best nights I've had in a long time. It was really special.
That's cool. Thanks for coming.
It's super special.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.